This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment, online, mobile, in-store.
On Life and Technology, I alluded to at the beginning of the show the ability to have modular technology, the idea that you would click in or click out different elements of a device to make it perform better in certain situations that you need it. Well, a good example where this is available today is the LG G5 smartphone. In fact, I would say that this is one of the most innovative smartphones that we have seen in a very long time, particularly because of this feature. Now, to talk to us a little bit more about the handset, what it can do, what it can't do, and what it can do very well is Gino Casher. He's the General Manager for Mobile Communications in Australia and New Zealand at LG Electronics. How are you, Gino?
I'm well, Charlie. How are you?
I'm really well. Now, we first saw this handset at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. You were there. You saw it as well. What were your first impressions when LG took the wraps off this one?
I was pretty amazed. Like you mentioned, it's a world's first, actually, modular design device. And I think when consumers sees it kind of up front and exactly what it does, I think they'll be blown away.
You're selling this one through our sponsors, Harvey Norman, and to me, it's really a device that you've actually got to look at it, you've got to touch it, and to gain an understanding of how the bits and pieces can click together. We mentioned that this takes advantage of the idea of modular technology. Can you explain how the G5 builds this modular innovation into the handset?
Sure. So the actual bottom of the device, believe it or not, is removable. That might sound a bit strange for a full metal smartphone device, but the idea is being the world's first modular design device is there's two modules right now. There's a B&O DAC player for a 32-bit sound, fantastic sound, plus another module, which is a Cam Plus module that actually gives you your physical camera buttons. But most important, and a feature that I think is a really good one, is it has a removable battery. Now, that's not seen before in a full metal designed smartphone. Usually the battery is caked into the device, or it's a plastic device where you rip it back off. But this is a full metal device with a removable battery.
So you can buy two, Gino, for example.
Sure.
And you could have one charged and in your bag when you're traveling, for example. Just rip it out and put the next one straight in really quickly.
Exactly right.
Okay, so in terms of, let's talk about the modules that you mentioned just then, the improved sound module. Why do I want 32-bit audio in my smartphone, and why would I want this phone to have that module?
Sure. So if you're a music buff, and I'm sure there's plenty of them out there, 32-bit sound is probably the kind of bee's knees, I guess. So if you've got some really big FLAC files or something or other, you want to be able to play and actually hear the absolute crystal clear quality. The B&O DAC player is definitely the module for you. Mm. It's beautifully designed. It's designed by B&O. It clicks beautifully onto the bottom of the G5 and gives you that exactly rich 32-bit sound that a lot of people I know really, really enjoy.
Now, for our listeners, if you haven't heard of B&O, they're actually called, or as well known as Bang & Olufsen, and they're one of the best sound companies in the entire world. So you've taken their technology, you've built it into this module, and it clicks into your phone.
Sure, spot on.
Okay. Exactly. Now, look, talk to us about the camera module as well. We have a lot of our listeners that travel and they want, you know, they want to take a good camera solution for their holidays, but they also don't want something that's going to stuff up when they're away, Gino. They want something that's going to be easy to use. Now, I want to make sure in talking to you about this handset that if they got this handset with the camera module, that they don't need to have some kind of an engineering degree to get it to work.
No, definitely not. So first thing, without the module, this device, G5, is, again, another world's first. It has a dual camera setup. So what that actually means is it has two cameras on the back, two lenses on the back. One of them is for standard imagery. So every smartphone out in the world right now kind of only takes an image of about 70 degrees. The second lens in our G5 takes an image of 135 degrees. Now, our human eye sees about 120 degrees field of view. So in a nutshell, actually, the setup, even without the camera module, the second camera actually takes an image of exactly what you see. That's probably the most simplest way to put it. Now with the camera module, the camera module clicks onto the bottom of the device and gives you physical camera buttons. Now, whenever you're using a smartphone, you've obviously got to use your finger to take an image most of the time. With the camera module, it has actually a battery also included in the camera module, but it has physical shutter button and a physical zoom on, in and out button. So there's plenty of people that buy SLRs, and I'm one of them. I've got one. I can't honestly remember the last time I used one. And for me, I think this camera module would probably be a nice holiday kind of module to put on the bottom of my device.
But let's look at a scenario of how you could use this, Gino, because, you know, just say you're one of our listeners and you want to, you're going traveling, you're going on a cruise, for example.
Yeah.
And you're going up to, I don't know, Alaska, and you're going to go look at some of the beautiful glaciers that are up there. You sure. could use your handset regularly while you're on the boat, taking different happy snaps and all that. And then as soon as you get out for a day when you're going to go look at some amazing sights, you could clip in your camera module, and all of a sudden your phone is now acting more like a camera, and it's able to use those two lenses really well.
Without the module, you can use the two lenses, not a problem. What this actually physically does is, again, it gives you the buttons, but it actually gives you a lot of stability. If you can imagine, again, holding a smartphone, sometimes a very thin metal smartphone is typically hard to do. With the module, it gives you a bit of a grip also. Now, like I mentioned, without the grip, without the actual module, you've still got those dual lens, and you're still going to be able to take absolutely fantastic imimagery. But for me, the module's a nice one. Like I mentioned, I wouldn't take an SLR on holidays anymore. I'd probably click the module on. For stability, for the physical buttons, for me, I think that's quite important.
You've got other modules that you announced at the conference, and are they going to be coming to Australia soon? What's your plan there?
Yeah, sure. So both the Vino and the camera module are currently available. We also announced a whole heap of what we call friends.
Mm.
You know, for example, a 360 camera, a VR headset, and a very cool rolling bot, which will be available in June.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. We'll talk about that at another date. But the two current modules are available now in store.
Mm-hmm.
And the friends are also 360 cam is also available through our key partners.
And one of those, of course, is Harvey Norman and our wonderful sponsor here on the Life and Technology
sure.
Radio Show. Now, Gino, just finally, what kind of price point are we looking at for the handset? But also, if I wanted to buy, say, both these modules, what sure. am I going to pay then?
Sure. So you can get the plan on you can get the device on fantastic plans from Optus and Telstra.
Mm-hmm.
But Harvey Norman, we've got a fantastic offer in for our Harvey Norman listeners. $10.99 is the RRP price,
mm-hmm.
but you'll be able to also get the Cam Plus, which we've spoken about as an absolute bonus free of charge, which is a value of about $129.
All right.
Yep. So available through Harvey Norman. The B&O DAC players is about $229.
Okay. So you do pay a little bit extra for some of these new
sure.
extra modules. Gino, great to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time to take us through the brand new LG G5. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All right. And those deals and plans and phones available right now. And our sponsor's Harvey Norman. If you want to go and have a look, just give them a call as well, just so they know that you're coming in. You want to see that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they'll have it ready for you to have a look at.
There we go. This is Life and Technology. More on the way in just a moment.
This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment online, mobile, in store.